Today on the podcast, it is a post-work yin yoga, the perfect thing to help you de-stress and stretch out from a lot of hours in a chair. Hi, and welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I'm your host, Samantha Attard, coming at you from the beautiful Washington, D.C. I'm an Ayurvedic coach, yoga instructor, and doula, sharing with you all the things I am learning about and teaching about in my everyday so that we can all find just a little more balance and bliss and confidence. I truly appreciate you all being a part of this community, and if you do enjoy the podcast, please subscribe, rate, and leave a review on iTunes, and definitely share with a friend. I am excited for our Yoga Friday, as I'm excited for it every single week, because we are doing a yin yoga sequence here today. Yin yoga, if you're less familiar with it, we do some longer holds, some bigger stretches, the entire purpose being that we have to sometimes bypass the muscles. After we've done so much work of trying to work muscles, we hold something for longer so that we can actually start to get into some of the connective tissues and start to stretch and hydrate and rejuvenate those connective tissues. And this is particularly important because we live in a very fast-paced world. So taking those moments to slow down is also truly balancing. If you do want to learn more about the yin yoga practice, I do have a podcast where I introduce yin yoga, why I became obsessed with it after a 10-year, even after 12 years of doing basically only vinyasa, why I love yin so much now. So definitely look back in podcast archives if you are interested in learning more. But otherwise, this is a fabulous sequence to do to just wipe off the day. Especially if you've had a long or full work day, this is the perfect thing to do to start to move those muscles in the opposite directions, to start to move the body in new directions and find some openness. So, to get started for this practice, please do grab your yoga mat, and also if you have a yoga block, that'll be really useful. If you don't have a block, a couple of options. I always love using Harry Potter, Goblet of Fire. It's basically the exact same shape. Or you can end up using a blanket in this practice. So we're gonna get started sitting on our shins. So this is a place where putting a block underneath your seat can be really helpful, and just have the feet on the sides of the block, and that can be a lot more comfortable so you don't have a lot of pressure on your knees. If you have your blanket, you can also fold up your blanket to create a little cushion for you to sit your seat on, or even lay the blanket behind the calves so that you can create less of an angle in the knees. Basically, we're just trying to make it a little more comfortable to stay with our knees pretty bent for a long amount of time. If nothing like that is going to work for you, if you need to get off of your knees, please take your regular seat. Just cross your legs. It'll be perfect. Now, once you find your seat, once you found a place that feels comfortable, that feels grounded, that feels secure, let's take a big old breath in. A long exhale through the mouth. Inhale through the nose. Fill up from belly to chest, all the way up to the tippy top towards the neck. Exhale, blow it all away. Let it all go. Soften it all down. One last time. Let's fill all the way up. So up. Fill up belly. Get long, tall, full. And big exhale. And deep inhale. And exhale. And starting to breathe in and out through the nose. And let's start from the crown of the head. We're going to sift through the body, bringing softness. So you want to feel the forehead relax. The nose and cheeks relax. Even the ears, like they're gonna just fall to the ground. And the jaw relaxes, teeth soften. Neck, release. And feel the shoulders soften down, relax down. Maybe they just drop a quarter of an inch, but that quarter of an inch is enough. And the space around the heart softens. And the belly relaxes. And the hips and thighs and knees and shins, everything getting a little closer to earth, and getting a little softer, a little easier. Sometimes the hardest part is actually even knowing where we are holding tension. So very often it's, we don't even know that it's happening. So here's an opportunity to notice what is happening in your body and how you can start to let it go. Knowing if it's needed, you will pick it back up again, but until that time, trust that softening down is a good thing. A full breath in and full breath out. And deep inhale and full exhale. And breath in and breath out. Another in. And deep breath. Your next breath, we're going to do some seated cat-cow. So as you inhale, start to draw the hands back towards the hips and press the chest forward. Shoulders will start to squeeze together behind you. And as you exhale, round through the back, tuck the chin, hands come towards the knees. Inhale, chest forward, shoulders back, chin lift. Exhale to round, pressing hands down towards the knees. Inhale, shift forward. Exhale, round and tuck. Inhale, open heart. Exhale, round it out. Two more times. Exhale, round. Breath in, open heart. Exhale, round it out. Come back to your neutral spine, and then we'll come onto hands and knees. You can remove the block or blanket, whatever support you are using, to come to hands and knees. And perhaps you shift a little forward and back, feeling the hinges at the hips and the shoulders so strong here. And then on your next breath, let's lift right hand up to the sky. So the right hand will come out to the right, up to sky, reach up, and then thread the right arm behind the left hand. So you're going to come onto the earth, the back of the right arm on the mat, right shoulder on the mat, right cheek on the mat. And from here, hips still stay up in the sky, from here you can press into the left hand to create a small twist here. Or you might choose to lift the left hand to the sky and then turn the thumb back, drop the hand behind the back. In this practice today, I'm a big fan of dropping the hand behind the back so that you find an opening through the left shoulder even as the right shoulder closes off. But if you need to stay with left hand on the earth, that is perfect as well. Notice if you feel crunched up at all in the hips, the quads, the belly. you might need to scoot the knees back just an inch or two, just a little, so that you can find length in the spine right here. Your job here is to give in to gravity, to find a softness under the shoulders, under the head. You are creating space right here. Three deep breaths. And slowly press into the left hand to reach right hand back up to sky to lift the chest back up. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. Left arm reaches up and over to the left. And then thread left arm behind the right hand, bringing the arm and shoulder and side of the head down to earth. Perhaps right hand reaches to sky and wraps behind the back, or you can keep it pressing into ground. No matter what you choose, softness, steady breath, even breath. Can you use each exhale to let the body relax a little more, to soften a little more, rather than holding on? Trusting that holding on is not necessary. Trusting that letting go will bring success. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. We're going to bring that right hand back down to ground, press into it to lift left hand up to sky, and then left hand down next to right. Full inhale. And full exhale. Take a moment to take a cow pose, belly drops, shoulders back. And then as you exhale round, let's press back to downward facing dog. Tuck the toes, lift hips to sky. Something that feels really nice here is to bend one knee and shift the opposite hip way back. So like left knee bends, right hip way far back. And then switch, right knee bends, left hip back. And you can go back and forth like this about 2-3 times. just feeling the sides of the waist open up a little more. Deep inhale. Deep exhale. We're going to lift the right leg up to sky and step between the hands. Bring the left knee down to the earth. And what we're going to do is rest the right armpit, the right shoulder on the right thigh. So left knee's on the ground, right arm and the side of the chest is holding on, is leaning on the right thigh so that the right arm can soften down towards earth so that head can drop so that you feel held. And notice how over time, the hips soften a little more, the knees relax a little more. Heavy head. And just breathe right here. That's all it takes. And feel free to bend the left knee, lifting the foot off the ground. Maybe left hand comes to the left foot to hold it in. Completely optional, only if it serves your practice. Otherwise, stay exactly as you are. Three breaths. And slowly you'll relax the left hand or left foot back down if you took hold. Tuck the left toes, lift the left knee, press into the hands, and step back for down dog. You can shift again hips side to side, a little forward and back, like plank to down dog. Whatever small movements will support your body right here. And then left leg will lift to sky and then step between the hands. Take the right knee down to earth. And first we start by just leaning the body over the left leg. So you're just hanging that your body on the left armpit. Head is heavy. And there's a sense of the chest pulling forward and down. Head is soft. Body is soft. And breathing. If you choose, you can bend the right knee to take hold, right hand on the right foot. You can stretch the front of that right hip just a little bit more. Two more breaths. Slowly relax the right foot back down. Tuck the right toes, press into the hands, downward facing dog. Again, any little stretches that you need, nods, yeses, and nos, full breaths, big stretches. Let's make our way towards a seated position. So you can bend the knees to bring them down to earth, come onto your seat. And this last pose that we'll do here will be a lovely opener for the front of the thighs and hips, perfect after sitting all day, if you've been sitting a lot in your work, and really beautiful for opening the heart. So a couple different ways to do this. Again, if you have a block, we'll be using a block. If you don't have that, you can, once again, fold up your blanket to create a cushion. So come to lay down on the back, walk the feet in nice and close to the hips. And you'll press into the feet to lift the hips up and then slip the block underneath the widest part of your hips. So you're really well supported. You'll have that weight resting on the block. Again, it doesn't have to be the high setting. It can be at the lowest setting of the block. And wherever you land, whether it's the block or the blanket, you can slowly start to extend the right leg out, right heel on earth. If that feels good, left leg extends out with the heel on the earth as well. And again, we don't want any crunching here, so if something feels weird, move the block around, move the blanket around. Feel free to keep the knees bent or to even just lay down on your back. All will work. So you are going to soften and breathe right here. Shoulders tuck underneath you, palms face up. Head is heavy. And just feel the energy flow. And from the hips down to toes and head. Just come that energy back and forth. Moving slowly, moving steadily. Steady breaths. Let each exhale release. Each exhale get you a little closer to earth to soften. That we can let the day go, that we can change the energy from earlier in the day for a new one right here. Take a full breath, a long exhale. You can choose to stay here lying on your back as long as you would like when you are complete. You can find a comfortable seat and move on with your day in a new, positive, fabulous energy space. For now, I'll just say, the light in me very humbly bows to that same light in each one of you. Namaste, friends.